practice to connect us with the body, this vehicle for exploring these teachings of the messengers. So, beginning quite simply with a caring for the body, whatever that might mean. So, it might mean remaining in a seated position, but shifting the body to bring more intentionality to the sitting. It may mean that your body needs a break or needs to lie down, a period of more support in the flow of your day. So letting yourself begin to settle in. Whatever that settling looks like for you today. Taking a few breaths to feel your way into the body as it is being experienced here and now. Sometimes the drawing in of the inhalation is a way of drawing in our attention to the body, to the felt sense of the body from the inside. And the exhalation can be the beginnings of releasing and relaxing the body in any way that the body is willing or available to a softening and a settling. And the relaxation isn't the prelude to practice. It's actually an essential part of the practice. Our practice is a gathering in of the awareness to be present with, to be mindful of experience as it's unfolding. And a quality of ease, relaxation. Well-being. Happiness. It's actually the prerequisite for a collected or settled or more gathered mind. We can't settle or gather through striving or efforting. We actually relax open into presence. And a settling of mind and heart. So this way we begin our sittings of pausing to settle and to release and to relax. It's like tilling the soil out of which our practice can grow. It's foundational, it's fundamental. And adding to the soil the nutrient of kindness, the energy of warm-hearted awareness. So perhaps bringing your attention to the heart center, feeling the way this part of the body is massaged and opened with the breath. Or it might be actually bringing a hand to the heart center would enliven this connection with care. Or it might be that there's a simple word or phrase or image that brings kindness into this moment for you. Let it be invitational. Let it be easeful. We're not demanding that kindness arise. We're opening the doorway to let it enter if it shows up. And for this practice today, it's as if you could sit or lay your body down in this soft, available garden bed of the heart. And bringing whatever degree of awareness and warm-heartedness is present in this moment to knowing and connecting with the body. So to let the body rest and be known. And perhaps to feel the implicit and perhaps explicit care that's offered simply through the noticing of the body. Beginning to let this warm wave of your awareness wash through the body. Beginning perhaps at the crown of the head, allowing the awareness to wash down and through the face, the scalp, there's often so much work that the muscles of the face do. As we meet the world, the ways the face expresses what's happening inside us, or that attempts to withhold or hide what's happening. So gifting the face the eyes, the cheeks, the lips, and the jaw, this precious opportunity to soften. No work to be done for this moment. And seeing if there's any measure of ease that might be available. In this letting go. In this letting be. And allowing the warm warm wave to gently wash down over neck and throat. Perhaps there can be a sense of rest here with no need to vocalize. Allowing a spaciousness in the temporary silence. Letting that warm awareness cascade down over shoulders, washing through arms and elbows, wrists, and palms, fingers and thumbs, there's often such a busyness in the hands and the arms as they engage with the world and carry out all those important tasks on our to-do list. And can there be a loosening, a lengthening, and this opportunity for stillness, just for now. And as if the cascade expands across the chest, between the shoulders, rolling down through the torso. So there's just this warm wash of awareness that's opening to the fullness of the body between the arms, perhaps tuning into the breath brings a sense of connection to the torso, as the waves of the breath wash through the chest, the diaphragm, and the abdomen. Touching the front body and the side bodies and the back body. seeing if you can rest in just the simple attention to the breath. As it's experienced in the torso for you in this moment. And as we're moving through the body, your awareness encounters places of tightness or discomfort, of dis-ease. A lack of ease. See if it's possible to bring the warmth, the care, right into that part of the body. Perhaps delivering that care with the energy of an in-breath. Or with the letting go of an out-breath. Letting this wave of warm awareness meet the body just as it is. This body that's not perfect. That's not permanent. And that's not personal. And then allowing this warm wave of awareness to continue washing downwards through the body, through the pelvic region, to the right and left hip joint. Flowing down through both legs, thighs, knees, calves and shins, ankles. Right and left feet. The toes and the soles of the feet, perhaps resting on the earth or being caressed by the air if you're lying down. just opening to any measure of ease that might be available. To the legs and feet that offer their service and their support, moving you around from place to place. Offering the gift of rest. And offering the gift of care to any tenderness in the lower body. And allowing your awareness to take in the fullness of all that's present in this moment, in the body as a whole. Letting the awareness offer its hospitality without distinction to the places of ease and the places of dis-ease. Allowing a sense of belonging, no part of the body's experience left out of this moment. There might even be just a few breaths of appreciation for this body that has served and supported and survived. maybe a few breaths of recognition of what has grown out of your practice today, out of this fertile soil of awareness and kindness that was watered with time and attention and presence. Not thinking about or having to put a label on anything, but just a moment of being aware of the benefits of your practice today, whatever they may be. Perhaps just the simple goodness of having been here, of beginning and staying with practice. And may any benefit that has blossomed for you, may it be something you carry forward with you into your day to be beauty shared with the world. May all beings know the gift of beauty. May all beings know the gift of ease as they live in a body. And may all beings know the gift of care for the dis-ease they may experience. May it be so. And you might allow yourself a very gentle, slow exit from this body practice today, especially if you are lying down, so you might allow yourself some gentle movement in fingers and toes. Maybe a slightly deeper breath. A gentle stretch for the body as you gradually release the practice and find your way back into the space that we share. So, living in a body that ages, a body that knows dis-ease, yeah, the second remembrance says, you know, this body is of the nature to be ill. There's no way to escape illness. You know, often we view illness, discomfort, injury, pain as a mistake, as a personal failing, you know, as something that shouldn't be happening, and there's no way to escape it. It's part of this human incarnation, you know. There is a tremendous resilience and fragility about living in a body. Yeah, and we are also all wired to resist pain. Like, that's normal too, you know, because then sometimes we judge or evaluate or criticize ourselves for the ways that we fight with the dis-ease or the discomfort. And it's really helpful to be reminded that, you know, that's how it is. And, you know, one of my teachers will often say, you know, if you poke an amoeba, it will, retract away from you. So there's something deeply rooted in biology to recoil, you know, from discomfort. And we all know this territory, you know. Every body experiences discomfort. You know, we get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and we, you know, miscalculate and jam our toe into the, you know, the corner of the door jamb, and we like stub our toe, or we, you know, get a paper cut, or we go to pull something out of the oven and, oh, like the hot pad wasn't quite in the right place, and we burn ourselves, or, you know, we get the common cold or the flu, or at least we did before we were all wearing masks all the time, you know. Or there's serious illness like COVID or a cancer diagnosis, or many of the aches and pains that come with aging. So this is where these are not distinct, you know, the achy back or the joints that are arthritic, or, you know, just the wear and tear, the toothache, the root canal, it's like they're part of this experience of living fully. And these aches and pains often come and go. Some of them come and stay, but even in the staying, there's often fluctuation. So this teaching of impermanence that we're looking at is both part of the bad news. It can feel like the bad news, like it's impermanent, you know, we get white hair and wrinkles and like nothing stays. And the good news is that even in the discomfort, we're often not in pain at a 10, 24/7, 365. There's these micro fluctuations that our practice can start to reveal. So as we begin to look at this realm of illness, injury, dis-ease, discomfort in the body, I want to point to a couple things that we're going to unpack in the coming weeks, because I think this is one of the richest, juiciest pieces of the messengers, because it really infuses. There's discomfort and dis-ease in aging, and there's discomfort and dis-ease in dying. So looking at this middle messenger here is really fruitful. And there's different ways that we work with this, how we work with pain, how we actually work with what's happening in the body is one element. How we work with our feelings about what's happening in the body, the fear, the grief, the anger, the frustration is another element of this teaching. How we open to the wisdom that's in this lived experience. What does this have to teach us? There's actually many gifts in working with the body in this way. It is a gateway to freedom. We often don't think of it that way, but it often expands our understanding of life and freedom and happiness. It's actually possible to be in a lot of discomfort or dis-ease and be quite content, even happy. And when our happiness is not connected to living in a body that doesn't hurt in some way, there's a lot of freedom in that. And that's not easy. I'm not saying any of this is easy. You know, this is really challenging territory. It brings us to our edges. And it's a lifelong learning. You know, we learn a lesson. But practicing with this is really powerful, you know, and it starts with something as simple as perhaps, you know, what do I do when I'm sitting cross-legged and my foot goes to sleep? You know, do I immediately move? Do I panic? Like, oh my God, my leg's gonna fall off. What do I do now? You know, like, you can watch the mind spin over something like this. And if we can work with the spin related to a foot falling asleep, which is probably not terminal, on some level, we probably know that. That's tremendous training for the bigger things. You know, if we sit with the urge to scratch that itch that's uncomfortable, you know, people say, why bother? Why bother? You know, it's like every itch we don't scratch is actually preparation for dying. You know, what about those times that we can't move? You know, or because, you know, conditions don't allow it, or energy, you know, is waning, and each movement is precious, and we want to make choices about how we move. So this practice, we don't have to start with the big stuff. So as we start this, you know, it'll be an invitation to, like, work with the paper cut, work with the stubbed toe. Many of you have bigger things already going on. And even if you do, you too can really start working the edges of your practice in those smaller places. You don't have to go to the most painful place in your life to begin the practice. It may be screaming for your attention. But you know, part of the practice is, one breath at a time, one small discomfort at a time, and then the kindness, you know, really working with the kindness practices. So we'll unpack these different dimensions from different angles. And what I thought I'd do for our small groups today, which, as ever, are always optional. I haven't said that for a while, but I want to honor that sometimes, for whatever reason, you're in a space where you're like, I don't want to be in a group today, and that's always fine. And if you know that you don't want to be in a group, sometimes it helps me to just, you can send me a private chat through the chat box, and then I know as I'm making up the rooms, you know, to do the numbers in that way. But maybe today, just to share with one another or reflect on, you know, what's my relationship with the body and discomfort or dis-ease or pain. We'll let it be pain for now, but we're going to play with unpacking. What is pain? Because that there's a lot of complexity in that. So let's just take maybe about 6 minutes and enjoy each other's company, and I will see you all soon. Take really good care. Welcome back. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to briefly be spoken before we close with a short poem. So a poem entitled, You There, by Judith Barrington. Put the palms of your hands together, close to your body, thumbs touching your chest. Then bow your head to the tree whose body bears these words. In the deep pool under the cedar, a trout rises to a mayfly and ripples spread in widening O's, like the years etched into heartwood as it grows. What have the years written into your body? What pattern emerged as you passed through fire? Put your palms together, lifeline to lifeline. Bow your head for the history you bear. Yeah, we'll spend these coming weeks looking at some of what's been written on the body. And this week, you might just see what it's like to meet the body in its places of ease and dis-ease with a warm wave of awareness, you know, and maybe a deep bow of respect for everything that's been written on your body. And we'll explore unpacking how do we work with these bodies and just a loving, present, curious way, maybe even with a sense of awe. So, so lovely to be back with you, and I wish you